264-6890-231-264-6890.
Go. Okay, honey. New plan.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, this February 12th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those tags in there for the podcast. I need you to tell people, even because they can't listen to the show live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. But man, you should have heard what he was talking about. It was really awesome. He explained blah, blah, whatever. They can go to this show's website, dedicated website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. Podcasts are half-hour recordings listed on the website. When you click on that link to podcasts, every half-hour, reverse chronological order. So, for example, that interview you just heard with Dr. Jeff, that is going to be dated for 2025, February 12th, Hour 1, Segment 1. After the show today at 12 noon, it'll be the sixth podcast down. All you have to do is right-mouse click on it. If you're on a computer, copy the link and paste it in the emails. If you're doing it on your cell phone, hold your thumb on there. Just hold it right on that link of that podcast. It'll highlight, copy, and then you can text it to people. Dr. Jeff needs the help. Maybe you missed an interview. Maybe a lot of friends missed the interview. Well, that's how you get our half hours. It's that simple. I got a request here. And I don't know how to deal with this just yet. Let me make a phone call real quick. We've got a family member of our radio family that needs help this morning, and I need to get an answer real quick. Okay, that number doesn't work. Let me go back to this other number. I got three text messages. Longtime listener, friends of ours, part of our radio family, Joe and Jamie Chimner in Sheboygan. Well, Joe needs a heart surgery today at Petoskey Hospital. Now, they live in Sheboygan. Evidently, the ride that they had made arrangements for to take them to the hospital had to bail on them. Let me give her a phone call real quick and see if I can get her to answer the phone. Try to get this resolved right now. I have three different text messages requesting a phone or a ride to the hospital. They have a way to get back. Let's see if we can get her to answer the phone. Hi, Jamie.
Yes.
This is Randy. We're live on the radio. Okay, calm down, relax. What time does Joe need to be to the hospital? Okay, stop. Is he at the hospital now?
Yes.
Okay. What you're looking
for, right?
Okay, so this right is for you, his wife, to take you to the hospital so you can be with him for his surgery at 12 noon? Sure. Okay. Very good, Jamie. I got the information. I'll deal with it. I'll give you out your phone number. We'll get you a ride to the hospital. You're welcome. Okay. We'll talk later. Okay. Jamie needs the ride. So basically, Joe's already there. Thank God. Accident with her car. She needs a ride from Sheboygan to the Petoskey Hospital. She has a ride back. So if you guys are out there, you are available, you want to volunteer, text me, Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, and I'll text you back her home phone number. I just called her on. The phone number is 231-627-6374. Again, 231-627-6374. If you can help her out, I would greatly appreciate it. I actually became a pastor online, got my credentials. I was certified to be able to perform their wedding. This was a few years ago at their house. Very, very, very interesting. So we want to help her out. It's an interesting situation, but I'm sure we can respond. Somebody out there listening that can take time, the gas, to go pick her up in Sheboygan, take her to Petoskey, we would forever be in your favor. We would greatly appreciate if you could help them do that. Now, I want to talk about the process again. I mentioned it in the short first segment in the first hour. The process of replacing elected officials that have been, for some reason or another, forced to resign. Now, I don't know if this was a political strategy on their part. I'm not implying that, but it is a possibility. We had a married couple in Sheboygan. I believe it's District 5. We're going to verify that with John Studer in the next hour. That she ran for county commissioner. I believe John told me she was unopposed in the August primary. Nobody was running against her. So obviously, she was on the ballot for November 5th. The people of Sheboygan County that live in her district voted for her. Of course they did. She was the only candidate on the ballot. Nobody was doing a write-in campaign against her. She became county commissioner. County commissioners as a whole across northern Michigan either got sworn in shortly after the election, or like in Antrim County, Vicki swore in our county commissioners on January 2nd. They had a meeting that day. It's called an organizational meeting. At the organizational meeting, this elected woman, county commissioner, voted for a chair. She voted for a vice chair. They begin the process of doing the county of Sheboygan's work. Well, for some reason, evidently, she has submitted or will be submitting her resignation letter. No longer able to serve, no longer interested in serving. Maybe she really didn't want to serve. So, basically, bottom line, she has asked the remaining six commissioners, the chairman and the other five, to appoint her husband to her seat. Now, was this the plan all along? I don't know. He wasn't electable. She was. She gets elected. Here we are, February the 12th. She resigns. Supposedly, the board, according to their bylaws, must appoint a replacement to fill the vacancy within 7 days. I believe is what John Studer has told me. He's the, I believe, Allison is the vice chair. His wife, Allison Studer, is the vice chair of the party. Bottom line, the process has been disrupted. Now, instead of the people voting for who they want their county commissioner to be for the next 4 years, it's going to be six of the other remaining county commissioners to appoint her replacement. I don't think that's right. I don't think six other elected politician county commissioners should be appointing that person. So But we're asking for, if anybody knows somebody that lives in the 5th District, to simply go online and fill out the paperwork filing saying that you'd like to be considered to be a county commissioner of Sheboygan County for District 5. I believe it's 4 townships for the remaining term, which is basically 3 years and 10 months. So we'll be talking with John Studer about that in the next hour. So start putting your thinking caps on and let me know if you know of somebody, and we'll talk about it with John. He's coming on the show from 10:15 to 10:30. Now, I want to move to Lansing for a second. I got a short story pulled up I researched this morning that I want to talk about. And it's kind of interesting because now all of a sudden, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, with basically 9 days left, Whitmer is open to a deal on the tip wage law and sick time law that is set to become effective on February 21st. As per the Michigan Supreme Court's opinion, which they basically did, folks, the Michigan Supreme Court legislated from the bench. Flat out, that's what they did. They looked at these two laws and they said, okay, this is the way it's going to be. And it goes into effect next year, February 21st, 2025. They did this last summer. This opinion was written and issued back, I believe, in June of 2024. The Democrats had their trifecta through the end of the year. They had control of the House, control of the Senate, and this governor. Republicans were yelling and screaming, we don't agree with the Supreme Court's actions. We don't agree with it. I stand corrected. July of 2024. It goes into effect in 9 days. Yesterday afternoon, Governor Gretchen Whitmer now says she's heard the concerns and is open to a deal. We're going to finish this on the last segment. This woman waits to the last minute, 9 days before the Supreme Court decision goes into place. Now she has to deal with the Republican majority in the House. Unbelievable. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269 269-
864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Again, Jamie Chimner is needing a ride to the hospital from Sheboygan to Petoskey. So anybody listening in Sheboygan to my voice, if you can help her out, greatly appreciate it. Give her a call, 231-627-6374. Her husband Joe is having heart surgery at noon or shortly thereafter, and she'd like to be there with him. The ride she had arranged had a problem and an issue, and she can't get there. We need your help. Miss P, thank you, thank you, thank you. Greatly appreciate Johnny on the spot. Point of clarifications on a couple of issues I was discussing. She sent me the link to the Sheboygan County website. Board of Commissioners opening for District 5. You can submit an application online. Sheboygan County is accepting applications from residents of Alua, Grant, Kohler, and Waverly Townships who would be interested in serving as a county commissioner for District 5 for the term ending November 3rd of 2026. So the way it appears, their process is it's not for the full four-year term. This woman who's resigning can't serve her four-year term. It looks like they're going to have it as a special election at our next major, major election, which is going to be November 3rd of 2026. So you would serve the remaining portion of this two-year term, and then a special election would re-elect you to be the commissioner or somebody else. Persons interested must submit an application by Thursday, February 20th, it's this next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, by 4 o'clock. Applications can be available at the administration's office, Sheboygan County Building, which is 870 South Main Street, Sheboygan, Michigan. If you want more information, you can give them a call. The phone number is 231-627-8858. Or if you're online, if you're on this link that Ms. P sent to me, I can forward it to you. They have a clickable link where an application is available online. You simply click on where it says here. A copy of the application is available here. You click on it. It's a hyperlink. Or you can get one at the above address in person. So, again, we'll be talking with John Studer from 10:15 to 10:30 to get the behind-the-scenes story and hopefully motivate you to recruit somebody to replace this resigning county commissioner. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has heard the concerns around the new tip wage laws and the new sick time law set to become effective on February 21st and is open to, quote, a deal. That, quote, that protects servers and wait staff, end quote, and to help Michigan, quote, remain competitive for business. This Stacey LaRouche, Whitmer's press secretary, said, "We have heard concerns about the implementation of the new tip wage and sick time laws and are open to a bipartisan deal that protects servers, wait staff, while also providing certainty to small businesses and helping Michigan remain competitive," said LaRouche. Went on to say, she added, that Whitmer has been in direct contact with members of both parties in both the Senate and the House, and negotiations are actively ongoing. Large changes in Michigan's wage and sick time policies are scheduled to go into effect 9 a.m. on February 21st, as determined by the Michigan Supreme Court's adopt and amend ruling back in July of 2024. I'm not going to get into the rest of the story right now. We're going to flip it over on the other side. But basically, signatures were gathered for two petition drives. One was getting rid of the new, our existing tip wage laws for servers in Michigan. Eliminate basically the tipped portion because restaurants would be forced to pay servers $15 an hour as a new minimum living wage. Well, restaurants said, we can't afford that. If you force this down our throats, some of us are going to have to close. We can't be paying wait staff $15 an hour plus tips. Well, first of all, if I knew that people were getting paid $15 an hour, I wouldn't tip. I'm a tightwad. I'm a cheapskate. You're getting paid $15 an hour. That's your job. Well, here's $3. If the bill comes to my check for Vicky and I, and it's $50, I leave a $10-$15 tip because they're only getting paid $4 an hour minimum wage. Well, the Supreme Court wanted to tell business owners, restaurant owners, what to do with their staff. Small businesses in Michigan, 25 employees or more, you got to pay them 9 days a year full pay to stay home. And they don't have to give notice. They call up at 9 o'clock. I'm not coming in today. You still have to pay me. 9 days a year. That would kill small businesses in our state. Well, I'll get into the rest of the story. It's too long. We'll do it in the next segment. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818.